top tips on how to save money. Are you good at saving money? Here are some of our top tips.
When you're buying something expensive, ask for a discount for using cash. If you use a credit card, the shop has to pay 2 to 4% to the bank. So if you pay cash or write a check, you're saving them money.
In general, it never hurts to ask for a 10 or 20% discount when you're buying something big, such as a TV, refrigerator, or computer. Simply say that you might be interested in buying it, but aren't sure, and only have X amount to spend. They can only say no.
Don't buy extended warranties. 80% are never used, and they're a major profit item for the vendor, which is why they're also so desperate for you to buy them.
Choose the times you go shopping very carefully. For example, you'll make a huge saving if you buy next year's Halloween costume on the 1st of November, just after Halloween, or your Christmas decorations in January, right after Christmas.
Always shop with a list. That way, you'll avoid making any snap purchases. Depending on what you're shopping for, you can easily save between 10 and 15% with this tip alone.
Never go shopping for food when you're hungry, as you'll inevitably buy more than you need. Also, avoid shopping if you're feeling a bit depressed. It may lift your spirits temporarily, but you'll also probably end up with something you don't really need.
Keep your receipts and don't hesitate to return things you don't want. Also, bear in mind that many shops will refund the difference if you find an item cheaper elsewhere after you've bought it.
Get a store card and use your discount coupons whenever you get them.
Don't pay for features you don't need. Fancy gadgets or extras on everything from cars to MP3 players are often high profit margin items for manufacturers and dealers. Even if it only costs a little more, why buy things you'll never use? Fewer gadgets can also mean less in repair bills.
Sell things you don't need or use anymore. Simply register with eBay or any other auction site. Also, use these sites to buy second-hand goods. Some items may be as good as new, but they're only half the price.
Walking or jogging in your neighbourhood is free, and fresh air is better for you than the stuffy atmosphere of a health club or gym. Also, don't buy expensive sports equipment until you're sure you really need it.
Always buy second-hand cars. New vehicles lose about 50% of their value in the first year, but may still have 70% of their useful life left. That's why used cars are nearly always a better deal than new ones. Plus, the insurance cost is lower.